You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Is this on the John Ireland playlist?
No. Not surprisingly. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for Mace. I mentioned Kelly Olynyk, the basketball player, got married the other day. Romani got married in a backwards snapback baseball hat.
I can see that for him. Yep.
I'm thinking, that's what you, I mean, you'll have those pictures for the next 60 years.
Yeah.
That's what you're going, is that a cool move or kind of a doofus move?
If his wife thinks it's cool.
The pictures are, they seem very happy.
I mean, I think.
He's wearing tennis shoes, which is common with a suit. Now he's in a tux, and then he's got a backwards baseball hat on.
I think that needs to happen for women, too. Like, it's becoming standard for men to have dressy tennis shoes.
Yeah. It's changed how I pack for trips.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go with, like, really uncomfortable, nice patent leather shoes anymore. You can have nice dress shoes.
Right.
Or tennis shoes. Women need to be able to do that too. So I wore like thongs at my wedding, but it's underneath the dress so you couldn't see them.
Right.
Like I had platform white thongs.
Did you have a big wedding or a small wedding?
Big wedding. It started off small and then my mom kept finding relatives.
Well, what was funny was my mom got involved and Lisa's mom got involved and it got too big. And so we said to them, hey, because we were paying for it. Lisa and I were paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
We said, all right. Completely reasonable rule. Hey, Lisa and I have decided that we don't want anybody at the wedding that at least one of us has never met.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, totally reasonable. Her grandfather threatened to not come to the wedding.
Oh,
my mom started crying.
Wow.
She said, I'll pay for these people. You can't uninvite them. We go to their weddings. And then, so that's what you're talking about. It got so out of control. And finally, we were trying to keep it at 100. We stopped at 146.
Whoa.
So it
mine was about the same. Like maybe I think we were at 120, 130-ish.
Yeah. And it adds up, especially if you're paying for it. But
the other thing too with wedding is there's a lot of people you invite that are like super important to you and you think that you have to invite them and then they actually don't care at all. And they don't make any effort to go. And you're like, wait,
Well, I'm honest. If you invite me to your wedding, I'll send you a nice gift off your registry. I'm not coming. I'm just not coming. Carlo here, who I love. Carlo Sisu is getting married later this month. He gave me his invite the other day. I go, okay, I'm going to get you something good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mason might go. Mason likes to freeload. But
it's kind of rude, John. I think you should go.
Nope. Not, are you going?
Yeah.
You're going to go?
Yeah, of course I am.
You know he doesn't want you there.
No, he does.
He
actually told me. He said, I want you specifically there.
Yeah. That's not rude, though. That's not rude, John. You're being honest. Like, hey, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, are you going?
We work with Carlo. Carlo is a friend of ours.
Carlo is a great guy.
I like Carlo. I wasn't invited, but I would send him something if you did invite me. So I'd probably be
there.
A
you
good
go, Carlo.
Invite,
get the you may get an invite before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like a guaranteed contribute to the
all right.
fund.
I want to ask something. The Big Ten and ESPN are no longer going to be in business together. Okay. They tried to negotiate a TV deal and they couldn't do it. USC and UCLA are moving to the Big Ten. I think this is a big mistake by the Big Ten. And I'll tell you why. Years ago, ESPN and the NHL broke up.
Yeah. I remember these years.
ESPN basically stopped covering the NHL.
Yeah.
It's like it didn't exist. Gary Bettman used to make jokes about it. Now, 2 years ago, they got back together again, and now ESPN has people assigned full-time to do hockey.
Yeah.
The problem is if you break up with ESPN, like the Big Ten has done here, so their games are going to be on CBS and NBC and Fox, you give up the 24-hour sports network.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I think it's the same thing on the talent side. When you have the ESPN platform, what you say and write and do on television or radio matters. Like people are listening. It's like a stage. You know, they say it's like Broadway when you're on an off Broadway show. It's somebody you have to only.
That'd
your
be me, by the way. Remember, I told you I could sing. I'd be off Broadway.
You'd be off Broadway, but like adjacent.
Yes, Broadway adjacent.
Still in Manhattan.
I'd be on like 53rd Street around the corner.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
As long as it's not Brooklyn or the Bronx. Community Theater of West Yonkers. You give up the stage. And there's something for all the, you know, the issues that you have with being on the stage. Like when you're on the stage and you say something, you get aggregated and you have all the trouble with that stuff. It's still better than not being on the stage because I've done both.
Right.
I remember what it was like before I was at ESPN, and I would stay up all night writing my stories. And there were things I did back when I was at the Daily News, and some people would read them. Most, you know, like it's a smaller audience and there was the internet, but you had to have a following. You had to have, you know, sort of had Twitter back then, but I remember being like really sad all the time because I would work so hard on a story, and all I would do was hope that somebody from ESPN or the news desk would pick up my story and it would be on the ticker. Like,
right.
I need to write something that's going to get enough attention that ESPN will pick it up and people will notice it.
You mentioned the Daily News where you started. One of your former coworkers tweeted something this week that I picked up on, and I know pretty much everything about Chick Hearn. He's my idol. And Chick passed away 20 years ago. 20 years ago last week. And then we lost Vin last week. So Fox reran, which is now Bally's Sports West, two nights ago reran a roundtable where Bill McDonald, interviewed on the same show Vin Scully, Bob Miller, and Chick Hearn.
Oh, wow.
And Tom Hofarth tweeted out. So when you mentioned
Daily News
made me think of it. I didn't know this. Did you know that Chick Hearn is the guy who hired Bob Miller?
No.
Just here's Chick. Obviously this is 20 years old, but Chick explaining how Bob Miller became the voice of the Kings.
Tell this me. Guy called me up one day from Wisconsin. Said, "I'm Bob Miller. I do University of Wisconsin hockey, and I hear you're looking for an announcer." And I was hiring the announcer. And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I'd like to have you the job." And I said, "Well, send me a tape." He sent me a tape, and it was pretty darn good. But I just threw it in the drawer. And about 2 weeks later, we're playing in Chicago, and I come down from my room, thought I'd have a nice, quiet breakfast. And sitting in the lobby is this guy gets up and says, "I'm Bob Miller. I sent you my tape." I said, "Oh, I remember. I got it. It's really good." Anyway, in order to get rid of him, I hired him.
Isn't that something?
Not bad.
That Chick is the one that hired Bob Miller, and then the rest is history.
I love it.
And what I thought was really cool about that is Bob's not a obnoxious person, but I think there's a little bit of making your own luck.
Yeah.
You know, John Wooden used to say luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
That's right.
And I love the fact that Bob sent him a tape, looked at the Lakers schedule, said he's going to be in Chicago. I'm just going to go over there.
Yeah.
And then he ends up getting the job.
I'm always when I notice people who reach out and they think things through in a way like, you know, I notice when people are like really thoughtful and they plot things out a little bit, and that extra little level of thought that gets to me. Like when somebody sends like a thank you note afterwards, or today I was rushing over from TV to make it over here, and one of the makeup ladies who's a friend of mine, she made sure all my stuff was together. So as soon as I was off the show, she's like, "Oh, here, I put all your stuff together so you could just go." I was like, "Thank you. That was really thoughtful of you." I didn't even ask. I didn't say, "Can you do that?" And I'll remember that. Like, that was really considerate and thoughtful. So whenever I notice somebody has that level of preparation.
You know what I always tell people when they go to work at a TV station? Said the two people you want to bond with immediately. The makeup person and the photographers.
Yes.
They know they are the bartenders of a TV news operation. And those guys will know everything and everybody, and they'll never steer you wrong.
And now they have to wear masks when they're doing the hair and makeup. So they have no tells. Like, you can't, right? They're still in there, and they're hearing everything. And I can tell you, like, I once sat with a TV writer who wanted to shadow me to see if they would do a show about the industry. And they were like, "Can we observe you a little bit?"
Yeah.
And it wasn't really going to be a show about me or anything. They just needed, like, a character. And they observed me one day in the makeup room. And I think that was going to be, like, one of the main sets of the show.
Right.
Because they just knew all the gossip and everything that came in there, especially during that period of time in
and for whatever reason,
ESPN history.
Talent is completely comfortable saying anything to the makeup people.
Like they don't.
It's like they're a psychiatrist.
Around.
Yeah, it's like if you're the people having an affair with their wife, they go, oh, "God, I can't believe I did
they
that."
Know everything.
And you're like, "What? Why would you say? Why would you?"
Oh, they know who hates who.
You get in that. You get in that chair, and that's like the beginning of the end. All right, hey, reminder: it's Ramona's lie today. So she may have lied already. She may have not lied yet. But at 3:30, we're giving away tickets. Your chance to go to an LAFC game Tuesday night. Bergman's going, Jorge's going, Mason's going, Travis is going, and you can go too if you can identify Ramona's lie of the day. Coming up next, bathroom etiquette. Are you somebody that takes your bathroom etiquette fairly seriously?
If I
come to your house and I don't leave the seat down, am I going to hear about it?
Yeah, I definitely take it seriously, and
All right, it has worked its way into the sports world, and you'll be surprised who the guy is who brought it up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Cyrus.
Oh, I'm sure she loves it when you call her little Miley Cyrus. You know, she goes to the same hair salon as me.
Really?
I think she goes to my hair salon.
You ever been there when she's been there?
Yeah, that's what happened. The last time I got my hair done, I'm sitting there under the hair lamp, and the lady who does the shampoo and stuff, you know, she's the assistant, and they're learning.
Yeah.
She goes, "Hey, do you know who that is?" I go, no. It's Miley Cyrus. I was like, "No, really? That's Miley Cyrus?" And I didn't recognize her because she was all the way across, but apparently it's like a fancy salon that I go to in West Hollywood. That was what I did for my birthday. I'm kind of like lame, huh?
No.
I didn't have like a good, exciting thing to do on my birthday, and I also had like a one-month-old.
Right.
So this was like my outing. I got my hair done at a fancy salon, and I saw Miley Cyrus.
There you go.
Well, but I'm not lame. I don't go up to her and say anything.
That was my next question. Do you say anything to her? I don't either. I never do that. But
Mason would.
Of course, and then he would insist on taking a picture with him and make it incredibly awkward. But the one thing I don't think that Miley Cyrus would have bit your head off, because Mason and I know these people that work at Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
They just swear by her. They say she's like the coolest. She said like they can put her in any skit. They can
she'll roll with it.
Literally they've gone up to her a couple times where they said, We're not ready. Can you go sing a song? And she'll go, yeah, sure.
Isn't that the greatest when you have? So I was hosting the show today, the NBA Today today, and I'm not usually the host. I'm usually like on the panel where they ask my opinion and things. But I'm filling in. It's August. It's fill-in week, right? that's how that happens. And we're doing the segment with the Miz, and they kind of rolled the wrong video. And you know when there's the wrong video, and then you know it's like Anchorman, like the video is not what it says in the prompter, and I don't know what to say now. Like you totally have to improvise and make it happen. And I'm looking around at the Miz, and then Matt Barnes is sitting with me, and I look at Matt, and I was about to do something, and Matt just jumps in and saves the day and asks all a question about who's your favorite wrestler.
Right.
My boys took me to wrestle, and I just like look at him, and I'm like, thank you so much, because you're kind of like without a lifeline when they roll the wrong video. But I think Miley to me, if she has that ability, like easy to work with, cool.
Yeah.
I kind of knew she was great though, because when I went and saw Dolly Parton at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
And Dolly does everything. This is before it was cool to like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Like now she's like everybody's favorite older singer. But back then I just went to her concert and she played all these instruments. And at one point her special guest was Miley Cyrus, who apparently she's connected to her as like a...
Well, Billy Ray was a country guy.
Yeah, country guy. And Miley got up there and sang a duet with Dolly. And I mean, they're like if you're cool with Dolly, I think you're pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. So let me get to this story about bathroom etiquette.
Okay.
So it turns out...
I'm scared of where this conversation is going to go.
No, it turns out... My ultimate question to you is going to be, does the punishment fit the crime?
Okay. All right.
Deion Sanders is now the coach at Jackson State. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, he's got his own private bathroom, does not like it if anybody uses it other than him.
Yep.
And in particular, he doesn't like it if you go into the main bathroom and you don't clean up after yourself. Or as what he calls it, you don't take care of your booty paper. You know what he's talking about? The paper you lay down on the seat before you use it. And so this is how he addressed his team this week.
This pisses me off. I'm sad of this. I know this is funny, but when you go pee and somebody leave their booty paper on the toilet, I got a problem with that. How hard is it to take your booty paper and just throw it in the toilet and flush it? Now, the next person that comes to the bathroom has to grab or touch your booty paper and put it in the toilet so it's flush. I got a problem with that. So every time I find booty paper on the toilet, I'm going to just bar that whole toilet, and that's going to minimize your toilets down every time I catch one of them.
All right, like so if you leave your booty paper
also
on the
toilet seat cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
That toilet is then shut off by Dion, and you have fewer toilets. I think this is a severe overreaction by a first-time head coach. Bergman in or out on Dion closing the toilet for people who leave their, as he puts it, booty paper on the seat.
I'm totally in with Dion on this.
Yeah.
Do not leave your booty paper. That's gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
It's extremely gross.
What, but
this is almost as bad as Mason using the laptop in the bathroom.
Well, that's just ridiculous. But if I walk in and there is, I'll just keep using Dion's term,
yeah,
booty paper on the seat, I just kick it into the toilet.
No, I go to another stall.
I
no,
usually
not.
I
just kick it into the
stall.
Toilet, I wipe down the seat, and put my own fresh one on there and do my business.
It's gross.
Well, if you use your foot, see, like, there's a lot to this. If you use your foot, then it's like, theoretically, you're not really touching it with your hand or anything. But
yeah,
then you could get whatever's on that on your shoe, and then you're going to walk in your house.
Oh, please.
You're gonna
get another related question. Von Miller, who won a Super Bowl with the Rams last year, okay, is now playing in Buffalo. The Bills fans are known as the Bills Mafia,
yeah,
and they are famous for coming together for a good cause. Like, if they're playing a team and the opponent has a foundation, like if an opposing kicker misses a field goal,
yeah,
and the Bills win and that kicker has a charity, the Bills Mafia floods the charity with donations. Andy Dalton threw a touchdown pass a few years ago to knock somebody out and put the Bills into the playoffs, and they all hammered Andy Dalton's charity with donations. So Von Miller was asked the other day, but hey, how do you like playing for the Bills? What's training camp like?
Okay.
And Von Miller said, well, the only problem I have with Bills training camp is they have the one-ply, single-ply toilet paper. Okay? It's not very good toilet paper. They need to upgrade that. But other than that, it's great. This ran in Buffalo.
Oh, man.
And the Bills Mafia started sending him boxes and boxes of two-ply toilet paper. Now, maybe I shouldn't admit this.
Yeah.
I don't think I could tell the difference between one-ply and two-ply.
Oh, John.
John.
Is one-ply, like, really bad?
Yeah,
awful.
Really thin.
It's sandpaper.
So just take more and wad it up.
No.
Yeah, that's what you had to do.
Jorge, are you with me on this?
In the early pandemic.
Yeah, just roll more on your hand.
I mean, can I create two-ply in essence?
Basically. Yeah, you have to double it up.
Six-ply if you roll it six times.
Exactly.
No,
what's the issue here?
It's the feeling of it.
So in the early pandemic.
What do you mean it's the feeling of it?
It is. The two-ply is softer. It's better. I refuse to get any other type of Charmin double, the blue one that is a soft.
Greg.
That is necessary. It has to be. No, what are you saying? Oh, Greg, Ramona.
You
this
what
is
you
important.
Are. You're
this
one.
Is more, Greg.
Yeah, wait. You're one step away from getting the wet wipes. That's
how deep you are. No, toilet paper is extremely important. I will pay extra just to have the right toilet paper.
Look.
You'll notice. If you stay in a hotel, you'll notice if it's one-ply or two-ply?
Yes.
Well, they wouldn't
one-ply.
Have one-ply in the hotel. The only place one-ply is
like
acceptable.
If I go to the beach and use the restroom,
yeah,
that's
the
all
beach
one-ply.
Or maybe, and those are the like little squares, and then you have to use a bunch
right.
of squares. Okay, so I have, I've been cleaning my garage out
a lot. By the way,
this
is the weirdest segment we've done all year.
It's excellent.
It's a bathroom etiquette segment.
So I've been cleaning my garage out, and I noticed that there was this whole stash of one-ply toilet paper the other day.
Where'd it come from?
Because in the early pandemic, remember when we couldn't get toilet paper anywhere?
Right, you
the
bought
only
whatever
thing you could find
get.
On Amazon was like the one-ply, and they were always like the industrial rolls that you would normally that you would normally find in like your office buildings or other places where they would do one-ply. And I was thinking to myself, like, what should we do with the one-ply? Like, it feels wrong to throw it away. Because it's usable. It feels kind of like, but I don't want to use it because now we can have two ply. So I decided to donate it.
Oh, that's
I donated
nice.
The one ply toilet paper. But I'm thinking, I'm trying to think like when the veterans of America, when they come to my house and pick this up, are they going to look at this big giant roll of the one ply toilet paper and say, thanks for your donation? Like, where are they going to sell that? Where are they going to don't? Where is that going to be given out?
Here, I'll give you a funny story. Brenda's mom, same story, the pandemic, couldn't find toilet paper. She goes on Amazon. No, she goes on the Wish app.
Okay.
And she looked up toilet paper.
Yeah.
First thing that came up was something that looked like toilet paper on the picture.
Yeah.
So she says, hey, what do you think? They're selling me 50 rolls for like 10 bucks. I said, go ahead, buy it.
Scam.
She ended up getting receipt paper in the mail, a box of
paper. Like you'd put in a cash register.
Exactly. Well, so she got 50 rolls of receipt.
Yeah, if it's too good to be true, it normally
is. So here's your ultimate hack, okay? You got to get a bidet. You got to get a Toto.
That's too
bougie. I got one. I got a Toto.
That would go very well with my towel warmer.
Yes.
The bidet.
Oh, my God. You have a towel warmer?
Okay.
I had it in my house in the Hollywood Hills, and I said, the one thing I'm taking with me when we move is the towel warmer.
Wait, you're moving to the Hollywood Hills?
No, I moved from the Hollywood Hills to Manhattan Beach.
Oh, right, okay.
And the one thing I said when we sold the house was, I'm taking the towel warmer.
I understand all this, because when you get out of the shower in the morning and it's cold.
It's the greatest.
Yeah, you need a bidet, okay? And you don't have to get a whole toilet. You can just get the seat now. So you can have the bidet seat. It's like far less expensive. You don't have to go for the $7,000 Toto toilet. You can just get like $300 bidet. And you never have to buy a toilet paper again.
Wait. You don't need any toilet paper. You don't need a toilet paper to dry after you use the bidet.
The Toto bidet has a dryer. It takes longer.
Like a blow dryer?
Yeah, it's like a blow dryer. Wash and dry.
I get the feeling we're living in two different worlds. That's just I had no idea this even existed.
Oh yeah.
That's not your lie of the day.
That
a bidet has a blow dryer.
It really does.
What?
This is the called most the Toto Washlet. Okay.
The Toto Washlet.
It really is.
I hope I didn't just ruin your lie.
No, that's not. I promise that's not my lie.
Oh, my God.
How
did
have
I not know this?
Washlet.
I'm the bougiest person I know. How did I not know this?
Come over to Bougie Land over here.
I know.
John.
It's ridiculous.
You're going to go get one now, aren't
all right,
you?
God,
I bet you
of course
are.
I am. Coming up next, the website Ranker came up with a list of the top 25 worst fashion trends in history. Ooh. I'm guilty of at least three of these, and I want to see if you guys can figure
yesterday
out which ones.
Yeah.
No, a couple of them I might still try and pull off, but we get that for you. Bobcat coming up later in the hour. Bergman will get in here. Mason in Ireland. Momo in for Mace, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Amana, one of our interns, is in here and just met Ramona because you've been gone all summer on maternity leave.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that have been doing all the work. Amana and Parker and Brady and Quinn. Quinn's running around here someplace too. They've been the best interns we've ever had, and we're losing them this week. They're all going back to school. And we are signing up new interns, Bergman, right? And you can get more info going to ESPNLA.com.
ESPNLA.com, scroll down to the bottom, and then you'll be able to apply. You have to be in college. You have to get college credit for it.
Right.
Oh, that's our way of saying we don't pay you.
No. You do get paid.
Oh, wow.
It is a paid internship.
Whoa. That's for real.
And they make them, it's real work. I mean, they make them do, these guys like basically put on the Mandy's and put on the softball game, and they've been here, you know, the whole time. Okay. So the website Ranker has listed 25 of the worst fashion trends of all time. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read 10 of these. Okay? I'm guilty of three of these, at three for sure. Okay? I want to see if you can identify the three. All right? You, Jorge, and Bergman. Okay, so number one, so some of these. Oh, my God, you just sent me the bidet info.
Yes, you guys,
awesome.
You guys don't. I have the C5.
Okay.
That's the one you want.
All right, so here are the 10. You ready?
Yeah.
Sagging pants. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, I've done all right. That. Been
definitely
there.
Did that.
Grills, what you put on your teeth.
No, I haven't done that.
All right.
Braces count.
Wearing two or more polo shirts with popped collars. Male rompers. Okay.
All of you guys did
We've
that.
We've all done that.
Mullets.
Done it.
Okay.
I don't know if it counts, but I feel like I did that, but I'm a girl, so just
beanie caps in the summer.
Done it.
Yep.
No.
Shoulder pads.
Oh, been there.
No. Crocs.
No. Never did the Crocs.
Zubaz.
Never.
What
That's
Zubaz?
Only a Michael thing.
Skinny jeans. Yeah, all right. I mean, so which one of those three do you think I'm guilty of?
Pop collar.
100%.
Definitely.
The double pop collar?
The double pop
collar.
No,
it's not just a pop collar.
When I was a freshman at UCLA, there are pictures of me with a double pop collar.
So good.
And that I hope never see the light of day. All right. What other ones? There are two more that I'm guilty of.
Well, you've done the romper.
That's number two.
Definitely did the romper.
Yep, you've done the romper. What's number three? I never wore Crocs. Mason wore Crocs. I did not wear Crocs.
Yes.
Did you wear Zubaz pants one time to be with Michael?
Nope.
How about baggy pants?
Nope.
No.
Skinny jeans?
Nope.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I'd like to see the skinny
jeans. You're not a sagging guy.
Right? No, you're not a sagging guy.
Nope.
That was past your time.
1980s, very briefly, rocked the mullet.
Oh. No. Do you have pictures?
When I lived in Texas.
Do you have pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Mason's mullet makes mine look like a starter mullet, by the way.
Oh, I
Mason
love it.
Used to have the full all business
I
in front, party in the back.
Yeah.
And I have one picture that I've got to find. I don't know where it is.
Okay.
But Mason tried to recreate the Jose Canseco bat picture.
Yep.
So he's shirtless with a bat hanging over the back of his neck and wearing a mullet. And, man, I'd love to find that. Because now he's all about his brand, and he would just post it everywhere under the sun if I could find that card. All right, so there's some things in here, Ramona, that are specifically targeted towards women. All right? So I want to ask you if you did it.
Yeah.
Do you ever inflate your lips?
I've used a plumper.
Okay.
Like, you know, the plumping serum.
Counts. All right, what about a rat tail? Like a very skinny...
No, okay, never done that.
You never did that? Did you ever rock high-heeled sneakers, like high tops?
Oh, all the time. I have my Stella McCartney's. That's what I wear now.
Okay. Cap on sideways.
Definitely,
you ever try that?
Yes, I have done that.
All right.
I'm not going to lie.
Harem pants?
Yep, those are really comfortable.
Explain to me what they are.
They're kind of like They're sort of baggy. They're kind of like MC Hammer pants.
Okay.
Like if you go to Thailand, they're always...
That's on your two, Hammer pants.
Yeah, Hammer pants.
All right. What would ear gouging be?
Ear gouging. Oh, does that sound like when you put like a corkscrew instead of an earring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that. That's
How awesome. About heroin chic? You ever go goth?
No,
you
I have
friends?
Not done that, no.
Okay. You never did that. Okay, painted on eyebrows. You or any of your friends ever go with the painted on eyebrows?
No, I don't have to paint mine on, but I have to fill them in.
Okay, what does this mean? Stiletto style manicures.
So I think really these are like long, super pointy nails. Yeah, no. I don't
okay,
do
I bet that. You. I bet you did this one on some.
Okay. All right.
Shoulder pads.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I have a suit that had shoulder pads.
I think I still might have shoulder pads.
Fox stole. So not the fur, but the fake fur stole. You know,
Yeah,
you ever do that?
No, I don't really do furs or anything that looks like a fur.
Okay, this is a girl's thing that didn't last long.
Okay.
I think Madonna did it for a while.
Underwear as outerwear. I never did that, but I did do the crisscross thing. I was totally crossed out a few times. I did that underwear, like stuff on backwards.
Bergman, you ever have a man bun?
Thanks. No, I don't have my hair's not long enough. Yeah, I would do
number,
it though.
Number three. Okay, bit. Momo, yeah, I bet you had one of these. Velour tracksuit. You ever have a juicy tracksuit?
I think I'm wearing velour right now.
That was a huge like early 2000s, late 90s thing.
I bet Michael Thompson has a lot of those.
Fanny pack. Juicy, everybody here have a fanny pack. I never had a fanny pack.
I have fanny pack. Fanny packs are back.
They are back.
They're back?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like the WNBA, when they had their All-Star game in Vegas a couple years ago, gave away fanny packs as a media gift, and I rocked it all weekend when we were out at the clubs and parties and things like that before COVID and stuff.
T-shirts over button-downs. I don't remember anybody ever doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Bell t-shirt. Bottoms. You ever do the bell bottoms?
Yeah, I did that. I did t-shirt over. All right. I did the t-shirt over.
Here's one that I see today every once in a while. Giant high waist belts.
I didn't do that. I find that very uncomfortable.
I would think.
Yeah.
Beehive hair. Ever put your hair B-52s?
No, never done
ever,
that.
Ever rock the rhinestones?
Yeah, oh yeah. Rhinestones. Sparkle. Give it a little sparkle.
Ever have a nose ring?
No. Too painful. I'm not into that.
Leg warmers. You ever wear them?
No.
Oh, Bergman, I know you walked these. Acid wash jeans.
Oh, yeah,
I had a pair of those.
No, that wasn't mine. That was, again,
that was
before
probably
me.
Before your time.
Right before me.
I had some acid wash jeans.
Okay. I had these. Only wore them once. Retired them after one shot.
Okay.
Jorts.
Oh, yeah.
Jean shorts.
Jorts.
Do you ever have jorts?
I still have some jorts.
You know who always still wears jorts to this day?
Who?
Funchie.
Yeah.
Michael Funchess.
Oh, and Ori threw his hand up in the air.
You do?
Here's the big line of demarcation with jorts, all right?
Okay.
Did you buy them as jorts, or did you make them from a pair of jeans?
Bought them as jorts.
Yeah. Did you take some jeans and cut them off?
No, I bought them.
Okay. You bought them that way.
Then they're not real jorts, right? Like, you got to do it yourself?
I think that's cool.
I'm surprised this is on the list. Boat shoes, like topsiders. I wore those for years.
Cool.
I got a pair at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, flip-flops, everybody has.
You just made the list.
Yeah. So those, I think we're all guilty of some of these.
Yeah.
Worst fashion trends in history.
So my favorite jean story. You ever, I used to play slow pitch softball tournaments. Okay. After I got done playing, all the way through like my 20s and early 30s, I played slow pitch.
Okay.
I kind of stopped playing once I had kids and I got busy with career-wise. I couldn't do it. But I used to go to these tournaments. And they're always like start at 9 o'clock in the morning. By the end of the day, everyone's all drunk on beer and it's hot and whatever.
Right.
And I only play with teams that were good. I don't like playing unless my team is good. I don't want to lose. Like, and if I lose, I just like, why did I waste the Saturday? Right. So when we go out there, I remember like that's the scouting report. That's like you can tell if somebody you're playing is good. And I remember one of my friends, his name was John Watkins. He goes, "Hey guys, this is gonna be an easy game." I go, "What?" Do you know this team? And he goes, "We got jeans in the outfield."
That was the giveaway.
Yeah, like if
that
anyone's out there wearing some jorts, you know, some jeans in the outfield, they're not a serious player.
All right, so I don't know how good the Colts are going to be this year.
All right.
But I thought they should have made the playoffs last year.
Didn't
until
that Matt Ryan?
Carson Wentz wet the bed and lost that game at Jacksonville. They did sign Matt Ryan. I'm going to play. They sent out about 4 minutes of Matt Ryan mic'd up.
Okay.
We cut it down to what, Jorge? About a minute? Just listening to him lead has me thinking the Colts are going to be not only a playoff team this year, but maybe really good. Listen to this and tell me if I'm overreacting to Matt Ryan mic'd up.
Beautiful.
Great, though. I just need to be on your time. So, like, I'm sorry, next week, I just do what Matt said.
Hey, you stutter him.
Good things will happen.
You see how that throws up and down, too? Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. That's on me. I got to get a little tighter to you. Hey, urgency with that. Urgent. You're good. Just urgency on the release. My bad. You get with, expect that thing firing back to the pylon. Beat him to speed to the sideline. Got it?
Yeah. I got it.
At that goal line, one. Just go.
Yeah.
Right to five.
Yeah.
Let's beat him with speed.
Yeah, I got
you. I liked this last one. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Come on.
Stay down there.
Good job, PC.
Yeah, baby.
All we're doing with that double up is just bringing him to him. You got him. Put your foot in the ground.
Let's go.
To to the sideline. Gotcha. To the sideline. It's not going to be like that, though. It's going to be like this. Your angle's coming this way. And just adjust to the throw. All right, here we go. Sit down. That's it. Love that, Delani. Good route. My bad. Sit down. Okay. You like the last one? Touchdown. Touchdown. Attaboy. Good job. Good job, boys. Good job.
All right. So doesn't that guy just look like a leader?
Yeah. Okay. So you're like a... Colin Cowherd always says, I love practice video.
Right.
I love it. Right? Like, you can judge so much off a practice video. I don't know. I mean, I think he
I'm
looks
overrating
like a guy.
Practice video. Yeah. Yeah.
He looks good. He looks like a good leader. He looks like a fun guy to have on Hard Knocks.
Yeah. I think Michael Pittman, who caught most of those passes out of USC, is going to have a monster year with Matt Ryan there.
Who's the running back there who had all the touchdowns last
year? Well, Jonathan Taylor.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be good. They're going to be.
I think they're going to be better, but
I thought if they had Carson Wentz back this year, it was going to be a disaster. So I think Matt Ryan's. A
I like
serious
practice
upgrade.
Video. I think he's an upgrade. People will follow him, but there was a reason he was available.
Well, because he was stuck in Atlanta and they had a bad team. All right, coming up next, Bobcat Bergman will get in here and throw a bunch of stuff at us. Momo Informace. I'm John Ireland, ESPN LA.
Thank you very much, Chris and Amanda. So, Von Miller is putting out the full recruiting effort to try and bring OBJ to the Bills. He's going on the Pat McAfee show this morning. He put out an Instagram post and is making a big push for him. What do you think the odds are that OBJ is a Ram versus a Bill?
That's a good question. If the money is the same, I think he would lean towards the Rams.
Right.
Just because he knows what it is. He knows how they'll use him. He's got a good chemistry with Stafford. If the money is more significantly to go to Buffalo, I think that team's got a great chance to go to the Super Bowl, and I think he would lean towards the Bills. But for the purpose of your question, if the money is the same.
Same.
I think he would go to the Rams. What do you think?
I think so, too. He also is. He really enjoyed L.A. He's got a flashy personality. There's a lot more opportunity for him here. The question is, like, what does Allen Robinson do in terms of the Rams' offense? Is he taking away a lot of the role that OBJ had?
Well, if you have Allen Robinson, OBJ, and Cooper Kupp, I don't know how you guard those three. I would say my confidence level is at about a 5, Greg, that he's going to be a Ram. I think it's more. It's right in the middle. It's more than a 1 or 2. I think, but it's not higher than a 5. I think he could easily go. Like if I'm Dallas. I would go hard after OBJ. Yeah. I'd really
he lost Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, I'm going to read something that Antonio Brown put out today.
Oh, God, I was just reading this.
Wow. So I'm going to read this, and I just want you to react to it. That's all.
Yeah.
He said, my biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing no up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that. Like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks. Just go ahead and react.
I would not compare myself to the Beatles or Jesus. Although I will say this, Momo, he was, when he was in his prime at the Steelers, the best receiver in football. He was just lights out. Could not guard him, making great play. I thought when he went to the Raiders, he was going to go off. And he just kind of spun off the ball. I think there's some CTE going on there.
Yeah, there's something wrong. So I've always wondered with him whether he's in on the joke, right? Is this like a wrestling heel turn? Or is he in on this character he's created? And I never thought he was. I thought he was just kind of a ridiculous person and just that's what he was. But it's the last line for me. It's the Jesus at Red Rocks. Okay.
Yeah.
Red Rocks, if you don't know, is an amazing geological formation in Colorado. It's like kind of about an hour outside of Denver, and they have a lot of great concerts there.
Amazing venue.
Amazing outdoor venue. And so, like, clearly Antonio Brown has been there. But to reference the Beatles or Jesus at Red Rocks
is probably like, not your best move.
Well, I mean, don't you think, like, that's him just laying it on so thick that he's winking at us? Like, I know this is a ridiculous statement that I'm saying, and I'm just...
No? I mean, no, I think this is just him.
You think it's just him?
Yes, I honestly you don't think this he's is in just on him. It. No, absolutely not. I think this is actually his biggest regret.
I now think he's in on it. I now think he's in on his own joke. Jesus at Red Rocks. Is there food here? I see people walking with, like, yummy smelling food.
Wait,
you can't do
are
this
you still
to a
pregnant?
Nursing
mom. Yeah, well, I was going to say, how do
no,
you,
I
what
want
do you
more
have,
food
a
now.
6 cents?
Oh, yeah, I see
you
it.
Can have some of it. I got some. Yeah. It's red chicks.
Oh, is it, like, hot and spicy chicken or
there's
something?
There's some of it. Mine is not, because I can't
spice.
Handle
I can't
it.
Handle with spice, yeah.
I can't do it either.
Also, if I eat spice, I'll just that goes straight to the baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, what's going on?
Bobcat.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
All right, so this tweet by Eric Woodyard, he reports for the Lions for ESPN. So he says that Lions rookie Jameson Williams has officially switched his jersey number to number 9, Matthew Stafford's old Detroit number.
Ooh.
He was looking for a single-digit number and actually reached out to Stafford on his own via text. Is this an act of courtesy, or would you have just taken the number? What do you think?
I would have done what he did.
Yes. Okay.
Matthew Stafford was probably going to have that number retired by the Lions. And still might.
Yeah.
Might be an Eddie Jones situation. You remember when Eddie Jones came to the Lakers, his number was 25. And halfway through his run with the Lakers, Gail Goodrich got into the Hall of Fame, and they retired Goodrich's number. And then do you remember what number Eddie switched to?
18?
Six. Which is no
oh,
longer available after
right.
today. We'll talk about that next hour. Bill Russell had that number retired today by the league. No one else is ever going to be able to wear it. But I would have, out of courtesy, I would have texted him. I think this kid handled
right.
it well.
That's right. I think that's the right way to handle it. I will tell a personal story now. When I was always number one, because I think I was, okay. I think because I was short. I don't know why I went with number one, but then once you go with a
single
number,
digit numbers look good on you.
Yeah, but also, like, when they pass out the jerseys, like, usually they're like in the order of size.
Okay.
So if you're really short, you kind of need the single digit ones, right? So
okay.
I would always go with number one. And I remember when I got done at my high school, and I'm not going to say I was, like, so good, but I was pretty good, right? We won 3 city titles, I was player of the year.
Right. Well, you played at Cal, you're pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, are they going to retire my number, or should somebody wear it? Like, should I say, like, don't wear my number?
You wanted to suggest retiring your own number? Who are you, Mason?
I know, I never have these ego things, but then, like, the next year, some random girl was wearing number one. I was like, oh, it's like that, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Mason not only believes he deserves a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
I swear, Greg, I think one day he's going to pay under the table for it.
I think he will, too.
He's probably already started.
He's probably making payments.
I think he's going to write him a $25,000 check and then act like someone else did all
so
the work.
Nice of you.
Oh, I've been nominated
it.
By the Hollywood Walk of Fame Committee.
I just got an email from the Hollywood Walk of Fame Committee.
You slipped him 25 grand, didn't
Amazing.
You?
Amazing.
Yeah,
I think it cost more than 25 grand.
In the old days, it was that. It was 25 grand and you got it.
It's
got
to be more than that now.
Probably. They're running out of
You
space.
Know, I already have one.
What?
There's a John Ireland star in the Hollywood Walk
of
Fame.
Is it a different John Ireland?
Yes, but it doesn't matter.
One of the big guns of Hollywood.
Yeah, one of Hollywood's big guns. You know what he was famous for? Huh. Same thing Milton Berle's famous for.
Oh.
How about that?
Got it.
Can't hurt my image there, can
big
it?
Big gun.
Hey.
Bobcat.
If you, matter of fact, if you Google John Ireland right now, it'll come up. Well, there'll be a bunch of stuff about me. But when the stuff about him comes up, he's listed as one of Hollywood's big guns.
Wow.
I think I'm gonna put that on my Twitter profile.
You should.
I am one of Hollywood's big guns.
Yes.
So I already hit the Bobcat thing.
This is excellent. Yeah. That needs to go on your Twitter bio.
I know.
It really does.
Bobcat.
So I got fact checked, and I apologize. So thank you, Amanda Smith. She says that the Antonio Brown quote is actually a fake quote by Sports Memory on Instagram, and
you got duped like last week. By that. Who was the guys that duped me last week?
That's trending
on
Twitter.
That was
I saw it too because
it was Ballsack Sports.
Ballsack Sports tripped me up, Ramona.
But this one, he actually retweeted it to pass it off as his own.
That's
so he's
right,
even
he
crazier.
It's from his official account.
Yeah, no, he retweeted. God. He requoted it, trying to act like he did it, which makes him nuts.
No, we're smart.
Well,
no,
we knew that. We knew he was a little, he had spun off the planet a little bit.
Well,
so
We'll kick him off the planet. All right, so Burger King is sending out blank receipts to people that have their app. There's been a lot of hacking scams going out recently, but this is Burger King sending them. They're sending out just blank receipts with nothing on it. It's like, here's your receipt. So is this a bad look on their part or a genius marketing ploy to get you thinking about Burger King and going there?
Well, if it's a marketing ploy, it's really smart.
Yeah.
Although it's a lot of work. I mean, yeah. I don't think Burger King has my email address.
You have to have the app.
Yeah. Sure. It's suggestive. I mean, why not send any? If they've got your email, send out an email, see if you can convince somebody to go to. The other day, like my drink too much at night, stop late at night place is Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
And I get Jack in the Box tacos. The other day, I just got them because I felt like it.
Hey.
I hadn't had them in like a year. I said, okay, there's a Jack in the Box. I'm going
might
in there.
Stop on the drive home
right.
today.
So, yeah. To answer your question, Greg, I think it's smart by Burger King to do that.
Everything is about, can we get you to download the app? Like, do you know the other day, sometimes when I drop Daniel off at preschool, there's, I get a hankering for some McDonald's, and I really like sausage McMuffins with egg or cheese, right? And I'll go through there on the drive home, and I'll text them, do you want some, right? And you go in the line at McDonald's, and they say to you, have you already ordered on the app? And I'm like, no, I'm in the drive-thru. Like, hence the drive-thru.
I don't need the app. I'm standing outside your restaurant.
I would like you to take my order now because I'm sitting in the car talking to you.
Bobcat. Like,
speaking of apps, make sure to download the ESPN LA.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
One tap away and bam, you're listening.
Cross promotion right there.
Yes, right.
Oh, the bam.
All right, Bergman, you got one more?
Sure, let's go with a kick it off the planet. And this is actually specifically for you two.
Okay.
I wanted to do it just
now, Ramona, you know the rules of this?
No.
He's going to present you with two choices. One of them you have to kick off the planet,
okay,
which means it never existed.
Oh.
And it can never come back.
It's
going to be something that you want to keep.
Okay.
He makes it hard. All right,
got
go
it.
Ahead.
All right, so it's either all reality shows or all Hallmark movies.
Oh, come on. That ain't right. Oh, man. Okay. So
this is right up John Ireland's world.
Yeah.
This is going to tell me a lot, actually.
All right. There are a few things I enjoy more than the train wreck women of reality TV. So that would get rid of all the housewife shows. It would get rid of Vanderpump Rules.
Below Watch Death. What Happens Live.
Basically it would eliminate you're asking me, do I want to eliminate Bravo or the Lifetime. Hallmark Channel?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
No, Lifetime is like my husband slept with a cheerleader
it's the Hallmark that you like.
Yeah. Hallmark is all rated G. It's where you have one kiss and you marry the person for the rest of your life.
It's Mason's love place.
Yeah. What would I keep between the Hallmark Channel and Bravo? Hallmark is my wallpaper at home when I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff. Bravo, I actually sit and watch, but I don't really pay much attention. This is hard.
Yeah. Got a good one.
I'm keeping the Hallmark Channel.
Wow.
What?
No more Andy Cohen.
I'm keeping the Hallmark Channel.
I don't believe you. I don't think you could exist without reality TV.
I can only tolerate so many of Lindsay Lohan's boyfriends. I mean, I can only watch Sonia on The Real Housewives
this is
of New York
out Top Chef,
get
Survivor,
drunk
all
and
of those.
Alienate people. Oh, the Countess. No. I'm not going to have the Countess anymore.
John.
I'm not. Oh, I'm
this
not,
is not even a choice for me. Hallmark.
Do you watch Hallmark?
Not really, but I mean, I like those movies. I mean, I don't like them like you and Michael Thompson.
Yeah,
but
it's our standard go-to. If I had a TV and it only got two channels and one was Bravo and one was Hallmark and you said you got to lose one,
wow,
I'd keep Hallmark.
Wow.
Yeah.
That actually, you know what? It is kind of the yin yang of John Ireland.
Yeah, I'd keep Hallmark.
Bravo and Hallmark.
Wait, I'm gonna text Lisa. This would be a bigger dilemma for Lisa.
Send it.
Than it would be for me. She says, okay, Greg, call her.
Yeah.
She's driving. She's driving to Utah right now. So
okay,
she
so
might
answer
the phone. She might.
I'll call her at 3 when we get back.
Okay, she might answer the phone, and it would be a harder decision for her. And we'll find out. Also, I made reference to it earlier, so did Ramona. The NBA made a decision today that I think is going to be a pretty popular one, but did they think it all the way through? We'll get into that next. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.